Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Stop.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessings. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to walk in our miracle. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for his grace, for his mercy. Thank him because this is the day that the world set aside to bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift him up. Amen. To us, a child was born. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, this is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ that we woke up to see, amen, another Christmas this morning. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we just come. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, today, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah for your son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God who died on the cross, rose on the third day with all power in his hands. Glory to God. It's still raining yet today. So we thank the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. And we ask God to have his way. Have your way, God, this morning, Lord Jesus. We ask that you just move by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we pray, Father, that you will just move in the houses of your people, God. Move in the hearts of your people, God. Bless your people, God, today, Father God, because these are your people. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, that we lift you up today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, Father, as I have study, Father, I ask that you touch me from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the wisdom of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the anointing of your power to rest upon me, the Spirit of the living God. And I give you all the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way this day. Move by your Holy Spirit. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, this morning, amen, we know as everybody is celebrating today, their Christmas, amen, hallelujah, and I'm just grateful, amen, however they want to celebrate, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, I thank God because they're bringing joy, amen, laughter to homes, amen, praise God. But this morning I'm going to take us to Isaiah 9 and verse number 6. And glory to God. And I'm just going to give you a word today and let you have a blessed day this day. Amen. Praise God. As we continue to lift up the name of Jesus on today. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, for unto us a child, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, is prophesying concerning the birth of Jesus, the coming Messiah. We could preach a sermon or two, and glory to God, of the phrase, his name shall be called Wonderful. Ah, glory to his name. Then preach several on Counselor and the Mighty God. In fact, we could almost preach forever on the phrases in this word, well, consider the phrase, his name shall be called Wonderful. Jesus was wonderful. He is wonderful in his conception and announcing of his birth. We know that all the writers of the gospel, amen, covers the story, but because Luke goes into more detail. We know that Luke, to be a doctor, amen, glory to God, and it's like the account is best, glory to God, because Luke begins by telling us the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto Nazareth. Ah, my God, I give him glory. A city in Galilee to a virgin named Mary. She was espoused or engaged to a man named Joseph. When Gabriel greeted Mary and told her, glory to God, that she was highly favored by God. Come on, somebody. Highly favored by God. She was troubled. She was not sure what matter of salutation this was. And glory to God, glory to God. Let the word of God tell us the rest, people of God. The Bible says in Luke 1 and 30 and 33, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. He shall be great. Come on, he shall be great. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. The announcement that Jesus was to be born was wonderful, and the angel came down to announce it. Furthermore, his conception, yes, it was wonderful, God. Mary questioned how it could be possible that a virgin could conceive and bear a son. The angel replied, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. There also, glory to God, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Mary responded, be it unto me according to thy word. Shortly after, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was to have a baby in her old age. As Luke notes in chapter 2, Mary didn't tell anybody about the angel's visit. She just pondered it. You know how we ponder in our hearts some things and we don't release it out of our mouth. So she pondered it and his saying in her heart. Glory to God. You know, sometimes, praise God, God can give you some things that, glory to God, that you ponder in your heart and you try to figure it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she pondered in her heart and, glory to God, didn't release the word. Praise God. Therefore, her cousin Elizabeth didn't know what had happened to Mary at that time. She began to prophesy. My God. Elizabeth was speaking by the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Elizabeth said in Luke 1 and 45, and glory to God, 41 and 45, it says, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation, the word of God of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She began to prophesy, and glory to God, and which is this to me, glory to God, that the mother of the Lord shall come unto me. And which is this to me, that the mother of my Lord to come to me? That was a question. She don't know what's going on, but the Holy Spirit is revealing this to Elizabeth. For lo, as soon as the voice of the word of God, the salutation, sounded in my ear, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believeth, and there shall be something special in Mary, and glory to God that the world, amen, when glory to God will not be able to perceive the one that came to bring light in a dark world. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And there was a performance and an action, a process of carrying out, accomplishing an action, a task, and a function. Glory to God. And a continued performance of a single task, a performance. Mary began to sing. She began to sing a song when God gives us something like today. Amen. She began to sing a song. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in the God, my Savior. Glory to God. She began to sing, and he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Glory to God. From now into all generations will I call me blessed. They're going to call me blessed. They're going to call you blessed. Come on, somebody. There's something on the inside of us. Amen. Glory to God that the people will call you blessed. And the mighty one has done great things for me, she said. Holy is his name. His mercy extends for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has performed mighty deeds, and with his arms that he has guided those who are proud in the innermost thoughts. And he has brought down rulers from the throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. She began to just speak and just began to sing, and he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendant forever, just as he promised our ancestor. Remember, Mary remained with her about 3 months. As she began to sing and they began to prophesy what was to come. Mighty is his name. Mighty, the wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Mary was young, poor, female, all in one. To the people of her day would make her seem unusable by God for any major task. But God, somebody said, but God chose Mary for one of the most important acts of obedience he has ever demanded of anyone. You may feel that your ability, your experience, your education makes you an unlikely candidate for God's service. Don't limit God's choices. He can use you if you just trust him. God's favor does not automatically bring instant success or fame. His blessings on Mary, the honor of being the mother of the Messiah, would lead to much pain. Her peers would ridicule her. Her fiancé would come close to leaving her. Her son will be rejected and murdered. But through her son will come the world's only hope. And this is why Mary has been praised by countless generations unto this day. Her submission was part of God's plan to bring about our salvation. If sorrow weighs you down today and dims your heart and dims your hope, think about Mary. And wait patiently for God to finish working out his plan. Jesus came to this world. The Bible tells us that he came to a world that was dark. He came to fix what Adam messed up. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We can readily see how the word wonderful applies to the announcement that Jesus was to be born and how he would be conceived. And now we see how that the word also applies to his actual birth. Luke tells us that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be taxed, each in his own city. Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to be taxed with Mary and his espoused wife, and who was great with child. And while they were there, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him up in a swallow cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Luke continues his account of his wonderful birth, and glory to God. So when I thought about, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, the word of God and how they begin to just exalt him, for unto us a child is born, unto us is given, unto, glory to God, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Can you imagine the weight of glory that he had to take, amen, throughout his life? Praise God. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. My God, I give him glory. So we thank God even for the obedience of Mary, because there are some things in our lives that God wants our obedience, because we don't know the glory that we carry. We don't know, praise God, that what God might bestow upon our shoulders to do for him. Amen. We know that Jesus came, but there are things that God wants to birth on the inside of us that we'll be able to carry it out. But Jesus, amen, glory to God. We know that, glory to God, why he came. He said that he will be rejected. He will be, oh, come on, somebody. They will be jealous of him. They will want to kill him. Glory to God. All kinds of things, amen, just to save the world, just to bring us hope, just to bring the glory to the world. And he's still yet here today. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God today, amen, hallelujah, for he was, and glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, glory to God. As I shouted, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. There was a word, amen, glory to God, that my husband had given on this week, praise God, if I could just find it, amen, how we always complaining and we always sometimes don't see the glory of what Jesus had done in our lives, and we wake up hopeless and almost cooled on my thunder, but knowing what is we doing, what are we praising, what are we glorifying, what are we exalted, what are we, oh, come on, somebody, what are we praising today? The wonderful birth of Jesus, why he came, why he saved you, why you got salvation, why you got hope, why the glory of God is upon you, why my family is blessed, because he's still yet carrying us, people. He was homeless And didn't have a place. He said, Jesus said, I don't have a place to lay my head. Glory to God. There, when he was born, he wasn't born as no royal person. Amen. Praise God. That would be in the five-star hotel. And this is what the world does today. They think when they go preach the word that they got to be in the five-star hotel with the big old white robes and the entourage and all this kind of great stuff. Praise God. But Jesus was born in a manger. They had no room at the inn. Praise God. He was born. Glory to God, glory to God, that we may be rich. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. Laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. We celebrate our day. Luke continues the wonderful birth. And there was in the same country a shepherd abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. Now hear the word of the Lord, and lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And not only did the angel appear to them, but it says the glory. glory. Come on, Holy Ghost, of the Lord shone around about them. The glory came down. My God, I say thank you. That same glory of God was manifested all through the Old Testament, many times as the cloud, sometimes as a bright shining light. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, for the glory still yet reigns in the nation. The sky is still painted. The sky is still beautiful. The stars are still standing. Glory to God. The moon is still setting. The sun is still coming out at the right time. My God, I say thank you, because the glory of God is still shining in the world. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The glory of the Lord is still shining upon us. The glory of the Lord is still shining. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible that the angel of the Lord announced that the Savior birthed to those shepherds is a wonderful way. And so they went quickly to Bethlehem to see what the Lord had made known to them. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Isaiah prophesied, inspired by the Spirit of God, was fulfilled when Jesus was born. And through Jesus, glory to God, God wrought for us his great plan of redemption to save our lives. As part of that plan, Jesus' birth was indeed wonderful, people of God. We thank God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. We thank God for the day, amen, that they set aside, amen, to worship him today, to celebrate families coming together. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, even if they used it for the wrong things. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They're coming together. They're praising God together. They're getting happy together. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season, people of God. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his sovereignty. We thank God for the peace. We thank God for the government. We thank God, hallelujah, Jesus, for blessing our family. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, glory to God, that's seated on the right hand of the Father, still making intercession for the saints, still loving on us, still going to the garden and still praying for us. We thank Jesus, amen. We lift him up today because he is mighty, glory to God. He is our counselor. Think about it, praise God. Yet, quote, oh, son, the Holy Ghost, when he comes to us and he begins to start talking to us, ministering to us, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, for the depressed, glory to God, he brings joy. Come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He comes to minister to our spirit. He lives on the inside of us. Back then, he was on the outside of them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But when the glory to God, when the curtain was rent by Sato Robosia, and two, praise God, we had, glory to God, we can enter into the throne room. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. We can go to Jesus and tell him all about it. He's our counselor. He's mighty. He's powerful. He is exalted in the world. He's doing what he called to the Messiah. He was called to do, praise God. We bless and praise our God for the glory of God. We thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, that took the penalty of our sins. My God, my God, my God. Could you imagine the sins of the world being upon his shoulder? He said, Lord, glory to God, no more thunder. He didn't want to go through what he had to do, but glory to God. But he said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He said, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that he is Lord, let your will be done. Not my will, but let your will be done. Can't you you love on him today. Praise God, how my son, the Holy Ghost, because we could not carry the burdens. Glory to God. That's why he said, my burdens are light. My sequitable son. So we thank God today. Glory to God. Glory to God. My husband on this week, praise God, I just got to read it to you today. He said, I became poor so that you might become rich. My incarnation, the essence of Christmas, was a gift of infinity, great value. However, it impoverished me immeasurably. I gave up the majestic splendor of heaven to become a helpless baby. My parents was poor, young, and far away from home. When I was born in a stable in Bethlehem, I performed many miracles during my lifetime, but they were for the benefit of others. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the praise. Give the Lord Jesus praise, not myself. Come on, somebody. He said, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, I was tempted by the devil to turn stones into bread, but I refused to do this miracle. And even though I was so hungry, I lived as a homeless man for years because I was willing to experience a life of poverty. Come on, my God. Can we give Jesus a hand today? You are incredibly rich, he says. My life, death and resurrection opened the way for my fellows and my followers to become children of God and heirs of glorious eternal riches. My abiding presence is also a precious gift, he says. Celebrate all these amazing gifts with gratitude and overflowing joy. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord Jesus Christ? And he said, glory to God, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to tempt the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written. Somebody say, it could almost sound the Holy Ghost. See, we got to get to the point, glory to God, that we give the word back, glory to God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you got to tell the enemy that Jesus did. It is written, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out from the mouth of God. Oh, come on, somebody give God the praises. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Come on, somebody give God the glory. Behold, I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That is the word of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Can you, yes, Holy Ghost. Can you imagine Jesus sending you a letter, letting you know, I became poor that you might become rich. Come on, somebody. My God, I became impoverished immeasurably and gave up my majestic splendor. I gave up everything for the world. But look at what Jesus did. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The birth of Jesus by itself doesn't give us a complete picture of God's plan of redemption. If Jesus was just born and that was the end of it, we wouldn't have the good news. But thank be to God, hallelujah, that wasn't all there was to it. Jesus came to give us life abundantly. He was wonderful in his death and resurrection. He was made sin for us. He took our place. He became what we were spiritually. Praise God. That we might become what he is. God's gift to the world was eternal life. We received this new life when we are born again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God, hallelujah, for all that he's done. We thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing right now. We thank God, hallelujah, for him, glory to God, sending the Holy Spirit back. We thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the resurrection. Hallelujah. I could go on and on and on. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. Come on, somebody. And the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, sent from God, whose name was John. This man came as a witness, to bear witness of the light, and that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. The true light, which gives light to every man coming into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world, come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. And the world did not know him. The same way, praise God, right now, the world sometimes don't know who Jesus is. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, come on somebody, who were born, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Come on somebody, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in the world, the word came flesh and dwelt among us and beheld his glory. Come on, somebody. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Come on, somebody. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And to his fullness, we all have received the grace of grace. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise our God for our Lord Jesus Christ on today. So as you begin to celebrate, come on up a little higher and see what he done for us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. The Bible says no one has seen God at any time. Now, glory to God. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared him. Glory to God. We thank God today. Amen. Hallelujah for who he is. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God that we can still praise him. We thank God today that he fills the earth with his glory. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Who sits on the right hand of the Father. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Don't you know? Don't you love him? Can't you embrace him today? Praise God. God, he shall be called wonderful today. When I think about him being called wonderful, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's something that rises up on the inside of me. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the living God, he is wonderful. He is our counselor. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Come on, somebody. For us, that child was born. Come on, somebody. And the son was given. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's still yet holding all the weight. My God, the weight of your prayers. Glory to God, the weight of your problems. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But no one thing. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the world. If we practice his presence, if we know that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us, we will not quench the Spirit. My God, I say thank you. We will not want to sin against our Lord Jesus Christ. because something on the inside of us is so precious. Do you imagine, praise God, him in the Garden of Gethsemane, glory to God, crying out, glory to God, not wanting to go to the cross, but had to go to the cross, had to walk to the cross. But glory to God, thank you, Jesus, that somebody helped him. The cross was so heavy that somebody else had to come and hold it up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the ability to carry our cross daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you carry a cross? My God, know that Jesus will help you to carry that cross. No matter where what you're going through today, Jesus will help you to carry that cross. Jesus cares about you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Know that the glory of the Lord is on the inside of you. That precious gift that he sent back called the Comforter. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You can minister to Como San the Holy Ghost. You can sing to him. Mama say Kurobo Saya. You can pray to him because he lives on the inside of you. Anybody know the wonderful counselor today? The Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. He will be with you today. Hallelujah. As we set aside this day to worship him, to praise his holy name, to thank him for the great things that he's already done. To thank him, my Satoda Basando Holy Ghost, for the outpouring of his spirit. Thank him today, hallelujah, that he was the one that came to save the world. He was the one, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I'm today, Hamasekura Basando Holy Ghost, today, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I believe and our decays are over, that our sorrows are over, that our begging is over, that our weeping is over, that our problem is over, that our struggling is over, that our complaining is over, that our barrenness is over, that our stagnation is over, our devastation is over. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Our failures is over. We come today to the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him today, hallelujah, Jesus, to lift up all these things off of us today, knowing who he is and what he represents, and the glory of the Lord shall reign upon us on today. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. As we celebrate this day, let the Lord be head of your life. Let the Lord be head of your home. Let the Lord be head of your marriage. Let the Lord be head of your job. Let the Lord be head of your finances. Let him, glory to God, carry the weight, because he's already doing it. So we thank and praise our God today for the Lord Jesus Christ this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, he said we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. He is the one that's going to carry us to eternity. So we thank God for the breath. We thank God for breathing in us this morning. We thank God, even if you don't have everything that you want today, give God the glory. Tell him thank you for his son, for the gift that he has given us on this day, because he is a gift. He's a gift to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah from God. So we bless and praise God for the gift today. That is a major gift. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. We thank and praise God for this day. This is the day, yes, he made it. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice, people of God. Hallelujah. Let us not get angry. Who glomos son the Holy Ghost? Whoever's celebrating, let them celebrate. Let them do it the way they know how to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let us lift the name of Jesus up today and put him in the forefront of everything that we do. So we say today, as we say, happy birthday. Hallelujah. We don't know the birthday. Hallelujah. But today, the world is celebrating. So we say, happy birthday, Jesus, on today. God bless you all. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for his word this morning. I just wanted to come and bring something on this Christmas morning, letting you know, praise God, that Jesus still reigns. He still sit beside the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Been rejected. He been talked about. He been called the devil. He been, just listen with Jesus. Jesus had to go through a lot of things for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we thank God that nothing bothered him. He had no sin in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's able to sit in glory. Hallelujah. The earth is his throne, and the world is his footstool. We thank God. That's how big our God is. Don't put him in a box. Just serve him. Bless him. Give him the glory, because we have a special gift sent from God. We bless and praise God today for his glory. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all things. We thank and praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that he has done on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us give God the glory. Hallelujah. Let us say thank you, Lord Jesus, on today. Hallelujah. Don't forget, people of God, on Thursday at 6 p.m., Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 6 p.m., True Vine International Ministry will be on Thursday at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Don't forget, I'll be on Friday morning for prayer. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for this is the day that he has made. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. And I want you to have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that the child was born. Hallelujah. We thank him that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. We thank you, Father God, for this word on today. We thank you that by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, there is so much that we can say about our Lord Jesus Christ. And hallelujah, and it could not be wind up in just an hour. But I thank you, Lord God, for the word that we received on today, Lord God, coming from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Asking that you bless every home under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Praying that they will have a merry day, God, a joyful day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask that you bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Let laughter be in their homes, Lord God. Let joy be in their homes, God. Let the uplifting be in their homes, God. Let the glory be in their homes, oh God, on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Hallelujah. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, world without end. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart, and our soul says amen. I have a song for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Merry Christmas to all. Amen. I pray that you have the best day of your life, knowing that Jesus is a gift to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, we come to you as humbly as we know how, seeking your face on this evening. We've come to give you worship, God. We've come to give you honor, God. And we've come to express our love unto you. For he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.